Blog Talk Radio.
For being here with me again tonight. It's just such a wonderful thing and an honor to be able to come to you out here in the universe and let you all just hear my words, feel my spirit, feel the spirit of the ancestors within me, you know. Giving all praises to the Most High, Highest Yah, always, and to my brother, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, you know, if you want to, you know, if in that particular time, I'm sure it was a brother who came and rebelled, as always was the first one. I don't care how they covered the story. I say that because there's just so much, man. I have been flooded with so much data, so much information. The whole thing is coming together about the corruption of the music, the corruption of the entertainment industry, the corruption that started way back when, you know, we were tricked, when our ancestors were tricked into showing, what's his name, Cortez, that Spanish guy, Cortez, mistaking him for someone else of honor, you know, of a highly divine being, mistaking Cortez for him. Because it's been a while since he person came up. And they were storing up all of the, you know, the riches and the jewels and the good things, you know, that, you know, the earth, Africa had to offer. And they were storing it up for, you know, this divine person, being. But he never showed up because he was arrested, you know, in his environment, dimension, or however you want to call it. He was arrested for breaking a law for, you know, hey, I mean, Star Trek. Pretty much, you know, told you that when you go to another planet or you visit another, planet, that you're not supposed to involve yourself. You're not supposed to change anything. And hold on, I see Function. Yeah, wait for Function. Function is coming too before I go off because the ancestors, have my mouth running. I'm sitting here rocking. This is Hip Hop Forever, y'all. Mama Pearl. I'm going to let Function up in here. Yes, you know, it's just so much is going on. You with me? You with me, Funk?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Where was I now? Trying to simplify everything. Put it so simply, you know, because I've been shut off of Instagram, and yeah, they don't. This is the thing that they don't want us to know. You know, which is a crime within itself. You know, to be honest, at this time right now, another revelation has come to me. So much has come to me. Just as our brother Moses, according to the biblical scriptures, what land was he standing on when he received the message? What land were they, you know, moving from, you know, Egypt, you know, and all of that, you know, what land was Ethiopians and where is that Jesus came from? He was, oh my goodness. Oh.
What?
What area did he come from?
Well, I mean, I know you're not trying to say, Nazareth or something like that.
There. No. Yeah, Nazareth. That's where he was born. He was a Nazareth. Nazareth. Is that what it is?
Well, I could tell you a lot of people kind of don't, you know, may not get too deep into it. I don't, you know, want to go too much into that.
I'm just talking about biblically.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Come to find out, that's not a place.
Okay.
That it was never like a real location. There was an ancient order, a sect of people that were called the Nazarenes.
I got you. Well, anyway, what land were they on? All of that was in one main land, you know, and all of that was Moses got this message on a particular land, and it all came to a particular people, period. You know, just as right now, in reverse, because we've got, you know, they want us to hate every white person that we see, and they want every white person that sees a black person to hate every black person. There is still only a particular group of people who are benefiting and who has set this whole evil mechanism in gear. Had put it and started. As I was saying before, we talked about how Cortez, you know, the Spanish Inquisition. What's his name? I know it's Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
Came through North Africa. Yeah, conquistador, absolutely. He came to North Africa at a time where our brothers, our ancestors, were waiting for this divine entity, being, to come back, to return. Because, you know, they were to store up, you know, because, you know, they were looking for gold. And I'm just, you know, just so floored by how important gold is and how you can just use and manipulate gold. It's like, man, gold is like the reverse of water. I would say that water and gold, that's like gravity and anti-gravity, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, whoa. I mean, you can stretch gold into the thinnest thread. You can turn it into powder and then just consume it. And oh my goodness, there's so much you can do with gold. But that's what they're looking for, the gold. And the gold was being stored up for return. But they didn't return when it was supposed to. So when Cortez showed up, you know, being all tall and dressed in all white, you know, and having his little suntan, you know. And, of course, being the complexion that he was, you know, they weren't used to that. And they're like, whoa, this must be another royal divine being coming from the one that we're waiting for. Open up the arms because of our benevolence. Welcoming him in. And of course Cortez just, yeah, that's me. I'm the one you're waiting for. Yeah, you're right. They show him everything. Where all the gold, all the diamonds. They showed him everything. Even gave him some gifts to take back with him. Went back and started plotting. He and the Italians and the Portuguese people got together. Barbarian time. This is back in, what's that? I think 1130 A.D.
1130.
Probably 1100. Yep, 1130. This is 1130. I'm talking about a particular year, specific year now that, you know, this
yeah, 1130 is when Los Alumbrados started.
Yeah.
They started.
Yeah. What they came back, and they came back as savage barbarians, and at that time in Europe, now they were going through the Black Plague, where man they were horrible on the other side of the world, you know, just killing a line and pointing each other out and snitching on each other. This disease was turning their whole body, turning black, and they called it the Black Plague. And because of that, they had a hatred towards anything that was black, you know. That Black Plague went on for decades. That killed hundreds and thousands of them. And because of that, they created the hospitals. That's why they pretend to be doctors. They were so ignorant in what they were doing. That's why the plague lasted so long. They didn't know what to do, Ralph. They were doing stupid things like putting pennies in a jar of vinegar and then having them drink that. And then they would take the skulls of the people who have died, you know, and scratch it up and make grooves on it. And then they would rub it all on the inside of their mouths and their teeth and all over their face. Calling it fighting fire with fire, whatever. And then they started locking their people up in their homes. And then this is why they have so love for animals right now, particularly dogs. The Black Plague has gotten so bad, they had to round up every fur, four-legged thing, dogs, cat, and they killed them all. They disintegrated them all. Can you believe that? That was going on. And as they left to explore other lands, they stumbled upon North Africa where they were waiting for this divine being. So he went back and, like I said, we got to go back and do this, go do that. This is where Mansa Musa was. And his brother, I just wrote it down. What's my brother's name? Here it is. This is where Mansa Musa was. His brother's name was Mansa Musa Bakai II. And this is around 1311 A.D. in North Africa. And, this is around the time we have who was called the Hanan Chinese people. And what happened was this Baraki was half brothers to Mansa Musa. So before all this happened, this Cortez came upon North Africa, Master Moose and his brother, they decided they were going to just keep everything because it didn't come, you know. So they had so much, just how they got all the riches. And Baraki split it with Master. And then Baraki took off on a voyage, you know, and I guess this is when Cortez come through, you know. So much happened. I was still trying to get it done. I'm still trying to get it right. You know, I think this all happened before Master. No, I'm talking this happened before Master and his brother. I got to figure that out. I'm confused with that. But I know that they came in and they found the money and eventually, because Baraka, he was killed. As he was on his trip, he was never heard or seen again. And then Mansa, once he came to Mecca, because in order for him to become a king, you can never become a king until you make that trip to Mecca. So as he was on his trip to Mecca, taking with him over 2,000, you know, slaves and, you know, hundreds and thousands of horses and gold and, you know, all kinds of jewels, and this brother was giving people money as he was going, and he was actually building, he was building universities everywhere he went. He was building temples everywhere he went. I'm like, wow. And then by the time he got to Egypt, you know, of course, the person who sat on the seat could have been a brother. Envy and jealousy got in. He wanted, he invited him to come. And Master like, nah, man, I'm not on no pleasure journey. I'm on a spiritual journey. I have a reason. I have a purpose. You know, so that, you know, so he getting offensive now. You know, oh, what, you know, you're too good to come and sit with me. So Master comes and sit, shares so much money, gave so much money. It gave so much money in Egypt that it shut down the economy. It shut down the economy for about 12 years. Because he gave so much money away. And that's when he got back. Yeah, that's when he got back. The whole world found out about it, you know, and that Cortez came through, you know, and, yeah, they killed Mansa and, you know, brothers, and they end up with all the money. They end up with all the loot. The same place where the word came, and the word came to particular people. Like, you know, love your neighbors and honor slaves, honor your, obey your slave masters, and love your enemies. That was all talking about the people in the land of Africa, because we were warring amongst ourselves like we're doing now, except we weren't so scattered apart. You know, it was all in one big, big, big land. We didn't have, you know, a bunch of this group of race of people in between us. It was all us, you know, all us, you know. So, yeah. So, gotcha. And then the word came down, man. You know, the brother had to come and say, look, just like people coming now, you got to come in. You know, you got to wait for the time. You got to season people, make them right, and get them ready. You know. So they're ready to listen, because it's dangerous times, like it's dangerous now. What they did, Ralph, too, what they started doing, they started drugging us with the help of some greedy, selfish black people, turning on their own people. You know, the ones who would never, nobody would want to be somebody, you know, so they turn on you. The Moors had a lot to do with it, whole lot to do with it. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, I heard about them.
So the thing is, they've been drugging us. They drugged us before they put us on those daggone ships to bring us, you know, all across America, Jamaica, you know, all these places, Brazil. We were drugged, and we've been drugged ever since. And you notice that every time we think that we getting our little groove back, they drop drugs like they did in the 60s and the 70s. All of these great people died because of drugs. And now they said, we're going to put it in their food. And one thing they want you to know is that this is the truth. They don't want you to unite. And it's going to be, it's so sad. And we knew it was sad because their children have no idea. They're thinking that, you know, it's all cool. You know, they belong in the top, you know. Looking at black folks like, well, why are they doing so bad? Purposely set it up, you know, to make sure. They have to make sure because they don't want you to remember. Have to make sure you never get up. They even did a test on two sheep and one wolf, right? They put a sheep in a cage, a wolf in a cage. No, they put two sheep in a cage, you know, one sheep in a cage, two sheep in a cage, side by side, and then they put a wolf in the cage, side by side, all right? So the first sheep couldn't see the wolf, but the sheep in the middle next to the wolf could see it. And because of that, the wolf couldn't touch the sheep or anything like that. But the sheep went into a PTSD state and eventually died after a couple of years. While the other sheep who never saw the wolf, la 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 in la la land. So this is why now they can go to South Africa and set up their beautiful glistening towns and let all of the poor people live right beside them, causing PTSD, slow death. They killed off so many inhabitants in Africa by poisoning the water. They're still doing it now. And it's the same specific people. Spaniards. This Scandinavians who were the barbarians freaking changed their name to Germans. Like, who the freak won't know who you are? No, to Russians. Who the freak won't know who you are? Because they think they can change it. And you're right. This is when they open up the portals and say, everybody come through. They're busy trying to get the Hispanics, are busy trying to get the Puerto Ricans, the Latinos, to mingle with them, to be one with them when they're totally different. So when the truth comes out, no one can know who, man, you with them, we're confused. They're thinking that when this divine being comes back because he's been tricked, this is the galactic law that they broke. First intermingling, and then you're going to trick me. They were, woo! And so they're trying to cover their behinds by mixing everybody together as if these people or these beings are going to be as dumb as everybody else because they know of the favor. They know what the brother said. He said, I was only sent for my people of the house of Israel. So they thought that they will separate Egypt from Africa when they created the Suez Canal. And then they all got together, those barbarians and all of the Portuguese and the Spaniards and the Italians and even freaking Egypt got together. And they decided how they were going to divide up the spoil of the Suez Canal. And then the Suez Canal was supposed to return back to Egypt after 99 years, which was up in 1956. So the Suez Canal belongs back to Egypt now. You know, so all of these, which is what's that, the Arabs, it's the same specific people who are trying to reverse what happened because the word came to a specific people. So they have to make sure that we are lowered and lowered and low, that we won't understand and be disobedient and not come together. But they forgot about the covenant. Regardless of what happened, because it's written too, because already known what was going to happen, how these demons going to do is what they did, drugged, and we're still being drugged, and that's why they want to hide the seeds. Everything is coming together.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing they can't do is get off. They can't break the firmament. They can't break it. So talk to me, Funk. Add on to that. Because, I mean, my head is just been swarming. Give me something. If you don't want to go that far, give me stuff.
I'm enjoying your conversation. I'm just sitting there chilling, vibing off of you. Depends on where you want to go. You know me, I like questions.
Questions. Okay, I'll give you a couple of questions. What do you think about, because Mansa Musa was undoubtedly the richest man recorded. And that just goes back to let me know now why we have people like Bill Gates and this other, the rich one, I forgot his name, the one who's even wealthier. They're trying to match Mansa Musa. That's what it is. You know, once they can beat that 400 billion net worth, they're not going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
Which is something that they're never going to get. They're not going to get that because, like I said, truth is loose. And, you know, the fact of the matter is because they only a specific amount of people did this horrible thing. And knowing that the benevolence that we were and all the land that we had, I think we would have stopped anyone from coming through who needed some assistance. But to just come through, take, kill, and pillage and do crooked deals with crooked chiefs. And what happened?
Really our nature.
Yeah, they turned up on nature because what happened was when they started visiting Europe, you know, the Spaniards, when they started visiting North Africa back and forth with their ships, bringing all of their trinkets that they had from Europe, you know, things that they saved, as, you know, from the Black Plague and all the disease that they had. And this is when they start bringing all these things like rats and roaches and shit, you know. But, yeah, and this is when the diseases started hitting Africa, too, because all the stuff that they had was contaminated. Everything that they would bring would be contaminated, you know, from people who have never been sick before. That is interesting. That was a revelation that just hit me. Yeah, we started bringing all this stuff and enticing all of the, I would say, the poor people, everybody, all the citizens, with all the stuff that they had, which was stuff that only the people of the royal status had. You know, it's like, you know, you would go to Macy's and you would buy stuff for $200-$300 and you go to 99 cent store and they have a mock-up of the same thing. This is what the Chinese people are doing. We talked about that. This is what they do. You can wear something, mm-hmm. you know, a designer, and you wear it in their store, or they come around them and someone take a picture of it and you look in their store and they have a mock-up of it within the same week.
That's true.
So, and they started bringing all the trinkets and everybody started going crazy and they were getting their stuff and the chief was, you know, trying to appease to their honor and say, please, can you have your shippers stop bringing all those goods, you know, because our people are getting out of control. We're finding it difficult to control them. Because now everybody's like, man, you can't tell me nothing. I look good, you know, and, you know, same thing that got going on right now.
The same way today. That's exactly what's going on now.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So they've been having work then because they've been studying us. Because we ain't been thinking about stuff like that. Like I said, we thinking it's our friend coming back, you know, because we got all this stuff we done saved up for you. We were tricked.
They did the same things in many other lands, not as bad as us, but.
Absolutely. They continue, yeah. That's what I'm saying, specific people with that same specific nature. And they continue it right now. This is why they care nothing about us, but here in the United States or anywhere else, their books is not made for us. It's made to keep us out because they got all of our stuff. That's all, and we knew it was all ours. You know, but now we know the story behind why it was all ours and why they created the story of, you know, because they didn't understand. They had to make sure that they had a God, too. They knew that we were waiting on this divine being, which was real. So they had to make up their own with our story. As I said, the biblical is true when you find yourself and go back in Sankofa. You got to go back. And just think about what happened to our brother Massa. What happened to the richest? Oh, yeah. And then we got Britain. Oh, okay. All right. All the pirates.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's
true.
So what they have to do is redistribute these things. You know, it has to be a balance. They have to do some redistribution. Because right now everything is to keep us out. And that is no longer, that will not work. That will not bring peace upon the planet.
Well, they still, you know, they had a conference
not
too long ago.
Say it again.
I said they had a conference not too long ago about trying to remove more people from Africa so they can take more resources.
I'm sure.
I've got the video.
I'm sure they are. But then we've got a lot of...
The Grand Council of Great Royals, they got all their badges on and everything, all their decree, and they're sitting like United Nations talks, and they're talking about taking more resources from Africa and how they can reduce the population there even more than what it is now.
Well, we all got to get on back up in Africa because it all starts there. The message came to that land, and that land was us to come back together and love each other. And we were taken and we were scattered. And we have to get back there and build up that land, you know, because this one here, oh, this one is going. This one is going. This one is going. These fools, these devils, these greedy hawks, these same specific group, they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up. They won't give up. Until their children step in. It has to be the children who are going to have to step in and change it. Other than that, and we're not going to accept less. There's no way we're going to continue to be subjugated. That's not going to happen. That won't happen. You know, and a purge, there's enough of us waiting for a purge already. You just say, and it's gone. There's enough of us waiting for that, you know, and that's retribution. As far as we're concerned, retribution. But who wants that? Because love is the key. Love is the key. Not everybody have those same evil spirits, like I said, on a specific people, group of people, six times six, you can take it any way you want. I mean, there's a specific group of people. As a man, They're men. Ain't no devil. These are these evil men who did this stuff in the beginning. And it was that Cortez. He tricked from the beginning and started this whole mess. And Hispanic people laughing, ha, 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 taking over. And the Portuguese, no, it's them. They did cost the whole world into a spin. And they're hiding their hands. They don't want to redistribute, but they have to redistribute. They have to return a lot of stuff so that we can have a foundation that we can stand on. It's like, man, when I find out so much stuff. Oh, so much stuff, and I'm still doing so much. And I understand more why the ancestors have been talking to me and pulling on me, because I'm not far from the string. My string had not been cut. You know, my circle has not been broken. I didn't drop the circle. You know, so it's pretty deep.
Yes.
And we have to come together. We have to come together as all our people who in bondage, all our original people and our descendants from our people of Africa. We have to truly get together. We have to forgive one another, unconditional love for one another, you know. And we have to truly, we're going to come together. And we have to think about who we praise, you know, and always got to give homage to someone. This is where all this entertainment, all this stuff came from. This is why I was like, oh my God, I really want to do a show right now. This is why they came up with, you know, to entertainment. Oh my goodness, glorify somebody. We glorify. So I'm going to snap out of it. Talk to me, Father.
Yeah, I mean, you on point. You got a good convo and topic going there. Yeah, everything you said is pretty much on point.
You're not a pirate.
I'm not a pirate?
Yeah, you're not a pirate. You know. Probably want a cracker. You know, you don't have to repeat what I repeat. I'm not repeating what you repeat,
but you don't touch on so many topics right now. Like I said, you know, I gotta know where you want me to go. You kinda on ancient history and coming up to today, so I don't know where you want me to go.
Well,
at.
Whatever you feel, man. It's like double dutch. Whenever you feel and you can jump in, you jump in. You know, I wanna hear your voice, you know. Get people want to hear what you have to say on something, you know, add on to anything. I'm sure you can.
Well, I mean, I definitely agree with you saying that we need to get together and stop. My topics range a little different. Like, you know, for one, we need to stop worshiping money. Stop worshiping the idea of wealth.
Absolutely.
You know, people are addicted to the idea of having finances, and for what? It mostly seems to get rich, just to dangle in somebody's face to say I'm rich, to dangle in somebody's face and say I have something that you don't have. I can do what you can't do because I have money, which you really don't, because it's not money, because it's not real.
Right.
And it's not based off of anything of value but what the paper says and what's inside people's heads at any given time. Which they're going to do not too long from now is decrease the value of our currencies. So the rich will be back to the poor and the poor will be just poorer. But you know, that right there itself is stopping us from working together. It's like everybody wants money so, you know, they can dangle something in front of somebody. Like,
yeah,
I got what you can't have.
That's that Mansa Musa effect. That's what, as he traveled, everyone must have looked at him because he was grand. I mean, gold, all his gold staff, you know. And
people were looking at gold wrong because even gold then was not for its value. It's for what it could be used for.
Mm-hmm.
It has many different energetic properties.
Absolutely.
Between smelting, you know, electrical applications, you know, collecting energy from the sun.
And that's what the European
you know,
for
your
used
body,
it for because
monoatomic.
Of wars. Yes, and that's why the Europeans was heavy on it. They came to steal the gold to build up the infrastructure of their community, of the town, just like here in America. That's exactly what they used it for. It's like, wow, they got all these mineral resources. They ain't doing a damn thing with it. You know? So they came and they took it, and right now they got their asses up there in Africa, and the inhabitants of the land are poor. You know, their infrastructure, a lot of it is still huts. A lot of them are talking about the ghetto part. I mean, really, because the white man said, okay, well, you know, we can't control this area, so we ain't going to do nothing for you. And
we
got to
do it ourselves.
We got to get back. We got to get back and do it ourselves. We built this land. We can certainly build up over there. You know, and we have to, you know, learn how to create our own weaponry and self-defense. I don't know what land it was, what country it was where, you know, they went underground. They dug underground and in the rocks. And they dug, and that's where they lived. So when the Europeans come through, they didn't see anybody. And, you know, they didn't have guns or anything. The Europeans had the guns, you know, saying, wow, they were able to, they had explosives way back then and the sharp knives. And I went back into Thor. Oh, my goodness, there's so much. It's just so much. I can't even really talk right now. I'm just playing some music. So my head's been spinning. Ah, wow, look, I got 60 minutes left to go, so that's awesome. And you ain't saying nothing. I didn't need you.
Because you taking the floor. You taking it up.
I'm
letting
you
talk.
I'm shutting up.
Well, I was talking, and you took over, and you started talking some more, so I let you speak.
I'm quiet. Talk, baby.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, you're fine, because everything you're saying is on point and great. You know, if I, you know, I have things that I can say and add, but when you hear something you like, you take it and carry the torch. So I let you carry the torch.
You're right. And I'm going to be quiet. And I ain't going to say nothing for the next 15 minutes. That's not an
issue because it's on your mind and your heart. So you have something that you need to get out that you feel people need to hear. And it is what people need to hear. You know,
I respect that, but I don't hear you.
Yeah, it's just that we need our own. It's just that we need our own. That we're never going to make it as long as we're using their platforms.
Absolutely.
You can't be inside. Like I said, you can't have two adults running the same house or everybody in the same castle can't be king. Well, this is quote unquote their platform that we're all in, and we keep trying to get rich and make it on their platform. And then they come knock us down. They trying to block you off of their show. They got people there censoring us. They come tell us we can't say this or do this. They give us these rules because we're using their platform. You get rich, they come and knock on your door, take your taxes. We need to get off of their pedestal and then start building our stuff. That's
absolutely
the problem.
Absolutely.
We accept their culturalistic, their dogma, their indoctrinations, their religions, We're taking, we're using all their stuff, and we can't figure out why we can't make it because we're using their platforms.
That's another form of drugs. This is how diabolical they think. That's another form of drugs. We were drugged, and they know it works, so they drug us in every way. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely.
I mean, all that is great and cool, but, you know, we need to get on to what a lot of things is happening on now. Like for instance, I don't know if too many people know there's really no food right now.
Oh, they know it.
There's a
they
big topic. Farms are farmland is running out. Government's taking over farmland. They're buying up farmland from people. They're making them kill their animals and their livestock.
Yes.
You know, there is no food.
Yes.
Grocery stores are getting low and grim.
It's frustrating because I know 10 years ago to this day, probably, you know, I was harping on it, man. We need to hold FCC accountable. You know, what's going on with our food? Why do we need FCC if we get so many poisonous food? Where's our seed? You know, what's happening with our seed? Why are they
nobody's talking about those
soy?
Topics?
Yeah, why are they pushing soy?
Why are they giving us GMO seeds?
You know, why? What's with this GMO? Why are you in agreement with GMO, with Consenta? Why are you in agreement with them?
Yeah, because they're against nature. We need to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're dealing with a grand occultic group that is fighting against nature.
That's right.
They're fighting against, you know, quote unquote, when people want to say God or whatever, God is as close to nature as a description that we can give, that God created everything natural. So, I mean, they're against God. We are still dealing with a battle.
Absolutely.
Of all these principles and high places that are evil, that are against, you know, nature. They don't want anything, you know, their plan by 2030, they don't want any people to have any natural childbirth anymore.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. After 2030, you're right.
But they've already working on that. They've already injected people with something that's sterilizing everybody. Everybody's scared of this fake lie that they're giving everybody, and everybody's taking all these injections that are genetically modifying them to where they're no longer the natural person that they were. So many people have taken the mark of the government system.
And don't know it.
They're doing it in the name of their religion or their following they think they're doing something that's right because their weird-ass pastor said it, you know, all this crazy stuff. And nobody's really thinking, like, you know. It's just that type of stuff. There's no natural seed. The animals. You know, I found out that they're actually dropping poisons in the forests and wilderness.
Yes.
So that the animals go and eat them, and then they die off. They know they were telling the news.
Yes.
They're gonna say they're gonna give a post or something saying, "Oh, the drought is so bad that look, all these animals just died in the forest in the woods," which is gonna be a lie because they poisoned them weeks before.
That's right. Right.
They're destroying the earth.
We are dealing
with a group of people that came to this planet. They came here.
Their
whole purpose is to destroy God's creations.
Everybody's falling for it. Because of the favor, and they mad because how dare you have favor over them? I'm going to make them the lowest thing on earth. As you try to make me crawl on my belly, I will make them crawl on their belly. And it's all written, the enmity between the children of God and the children of Satan. You know, all that was written. And right now we're in Revelations, and everything we're talking about right now is in Revelations. There was a time, oh my goodness, it's just so beautiful. We're going to talk about this offline. But, man, the churches is supposed to be a place, if the word came to a specific people, our black churches should be talking to us about who we are, why.
You know, it's funny because there's more white churches that do that more than ours. There's more white churches that are interested in educating us about our history than we are in our own churches and congregations.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know why? They know that they have to humble themselves and apologize. They try to be in good grace. They're smart. And that's the only way that they can save themselves. That's the only way they can save themselves. Because the word came to a specific people in a specific land, and they weren't there. And that's what this whole thing is all about. So that's what they have to do. And like the brother said when he came, you know, why am I to give the crumbs of my table, you know, to a dog? You know, I come to see my people. And what the Sumerian white woman say, Father, I know who you are. I respect who you are, you know. And upon hearing that, you know, you don't calm my spirit. You don't soften my heart. So listen, because you recognize me, I'm going to honor you, and I'm going to give you the scraps from my table, you know. So, yeah, I will do this for you. But I came from my people.
Yes. You know, I know right now, our people and everybody else's people better wake up. Because like I said, there's not about to be no food in a very short while.
And
what are people going to do?
There's so many people all over the world who is already experiencing that. So just like when people talk about there's going to be a shortage in the income, blah, 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 blah. Hey, what does that mean? Oh, well, COVID-19 means you're going to be locked in your house for whatever. Well, that don't bother me either. So there's not going to be no food. Okay, no food. Okay, well, hey, you know, I know that I got brothers and sisters and babies all over Africa who don't have no food. So I'm sure I'm going to have enough. You know, see, that's survival in me. So we got to have some survival instinct. I'm going to survive, you know. So I may not have the things that I want to enjoy to eat. Just like right now when we go back to the motherland to really help build that up. You know, this is what I find that a lot of people come from America. But
how
are
we
going to
get there?
You know. Oh, we got to get there. This is what I'm going to be working on.
There are no, listen, besides food, the natural minerals and resources are low. There are companies that are metal refineries that don't have metals anymore, and most of them are closing down.
Yeah, well.
It's going beyond food. It's going beyond minerals. Fuel lines have been cut, and some have been blown up. There's not going to be too much fuel or oil access.
Well, those are
this is all happening right now.
Yes. Everything that the oppressor and the enemy has built is being destroyed. Everything is. So we have
better come together. I'm not saying it. Yeah, because listen, it's already going down. And people going to the grocery store now and they think they see stuff grim. Listen, it's about to get up and they're waiting for it to get cold. They're waiting for winter time to hit. They're going to start
and
some new
told,
BS.
Please don't let the war come. Don't let the cataclysm come in the winter. And we were told about that.
It's already starting.
Know.
They already over
Absolutely.
There blowing up. It's in the works. Abortion stuff and these laws they're trying to make to get these children more in state custody.
Yeah,
they lost inventory. They need to restock their children inventory.
Let me tell you, I was in Walmart just last night, and I was waiting for my grandbaby, who's 3 years old, and her mom, you know, to come, who's newly pregnant. Oh my goodness. To come out of the bathroom, but my grandbaby said, I gotta go poop. She said that out loud in front of everybody. She said, I don't care what y'all say, I gotta go poop. So I wasn't gonna come out. So I'm standing right there, you know, underneath the picture with all the missing children. I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah, this is the time. You know, this is the Halloween time, you know. And I'm looking at all the children, and they all like 16, more 16 and 17, and there was one who was like 6, but all between the ages of 16 and 17, primarily girls. And these are the ages that they love to impregnate so they can continue to make more babies.
Oh, yep.
We have got to come together and be obedient. Until we come together, the whole world will not be straight. And this is why these white ministers, these white people are talking up, because they know until we come, no matter what happens, and this is why they're doing everything they do to keep us drugged up and keep us separated and keep instilling all these things through
keep
our
us
culture,
off of focus.
Through hip-hop. Yes. We have got to come together. We have got to come together, you know, and love and listen to our ancestors, because they got some wonderful stories. Stories are only going to be told orally. It's only going to be told by mouth. We have got to come together. Be obedient and do that. We've got to be obedient. While we are in trouble right now with some hard-headed people, that's what they said. They came to tell us to stop fighting amongst ourselves, you know, to love your neighbors as you love yourselves, to obey your masters. You know, you did something. We're warring amongst each other. And when you at war, when you capture a village or you overcome another village or land, you overcome the people and you take them in and they become your slaves or your indentured servants. They're working for you. They work in your land. They help building your land. But that don't mean that the children are going to be slaves. That means they're going to whoop you to death, you know, and just take everything away from you. No, there were strict rules against that. It was the Europeans who did this horrible thing. It's all on them. They did this horrible thing, you know. And I'm finding out so much about our ancestors who fought. Man, this is what the wars were all about. The woman's king, that's what they're all about. They were fighting because of all the people that they were taking and stealing. They were rebelling. They were going and fighting the ships. They were crying. They were moaning. That's why all the dancing and all that, you know. Oh, my goodness, we got to get back. We don't remember. We have to remember. We got Sankofa. And you can only remember when you go back and understand what happened in the beginning. You got to see it. You got to see it from the beginning so you can know what it is. And then we can move forward. The same group of people. Same group of people, because the word came to the same, to a specific group of people. And it came to a specific land. There's no doubt about it. They try to disguise it regardless of what they do. Whatever they're doing, how are they treating us, all the tricks and things they're doing, they're trying to say that the Most High and this divine being is a fool. We can trick you. We don't mix them all up. Ha, 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 ha. You don't know who your sheeps are. You don't know who your people is, because they are sheep. That's why we done did the study and can put the wolf and the two sheep together, and we saw how the PTSD, you know, destroyed them. And there's some horrible things. But let me play this music, baby. We got 60 seconds left. Ah, this is going to be held out and going to the rest of the world. What I like about it, I got so much on my mind. And, you know, looking at your song, you didn't upload any new songs for me, did you?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm going to play my brother Royal Gold Teeth, Ja Favors Me, because, you know, and
I like this song.
You know,
I love
brother
this
straight
song.
From,
yeah.
You know, straight, You know, and yeah, he knew all about it. He got a lot to tell. Let's play that Josh Favors.
Yeah, but you got yourself, you know. They get to, they want to hear from you. Tell them something. Sure.
Yo, man, not ready for light up the youth them, you know. You see me, I say. Watch out now. Adi GT representing Africa. Tempo music to the world.
Them wonder, say we come from zero to hero. Them wonder, say we come from zero to hero. Them wonder, say we come from zero to hero.
I sing this song for all the hustlers who wanna put food on their table.
Them trying hard to stop at your shine, but just say, my son, you're gonna shine like the moonlight. Them trying hard to stop at your shine, but just say, my son, you're gonna shine like the moonlight. Just favor me, just favor me, just favor me. I wanna leave some legacy, Lord God. Just favor me, just favor me, just favor me. I wanna leave some legacy. Empty barriers, they made the most noise, so watch your friends carefully. Don't tell them all your mind, do your thing gradually. Empty barriers, they make the most noise, so watch your friends carefully. Don't tell them all your mind, do your thing gradually. Them are the Satan company, Satan company. Them are the Satan company, Satan company. Them are the Satan company, Satan company. Me tell you, do the right, don't do no wrong. Help your brother, man. Help your sister, me say. Do the right, no do no wrong. Help your brother, man. Help your sister, me say. Do the right, don't do no wrong. Help your brother, man. Help your sister, me say. Do the right, don't do no wrong. Help your brother, man. Help your sister. Love is the key. Love brings peace. That's why we have to love one another. Love is the key. Love brings peace. That's why we have to love one another. If you no brother have a problem, cut it off, yeah. If you no sister have a problem, cut it off, yeah. If you no brother have a problem, cut it off, yeah. If you no sister have a problem, cut
them
it off, yeah.
Them trying hard, fist up at your shine.
They can't stop you now.
But just say, my son, you gonna shine like the moonlight. Them trying hard, fist up at your shine. But just say, my son, you gonna shine like the moonlight. Just favor me, just favor me, just favor me. I wanna leave some legacy, Lord God. Just favor me, just favor me, just favor me. I wanna leave some legacy, Lord God. Empty barriers, they make the most noise, so watch your friends carefully. Don't tell them all your mind, do your thing gradually. Empty barriers, they make the most noise, so watch your friends carefully. Don't tell them all your mind, do your thing gradually. Them are the Satan company, Satan company. Them are the Satan company, Satan company. Them are the Satan company, Satan company. Them are the Satan company.
Yeah, man, big up yourself, go to them. African Royal Soldier, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.